as you leave the main campus of the History Center and you walk along a bridge, you actually are about to step back in time. So that bridge is kind of your time machine back into 1863. So as we enter the farm, we may encounter different people. James Washington Smith is actually Robert Smith's son, and he will probably be on the porch to tell us a little bit about the house and life in 1863. Clay Hope is here. Clay is someone who's visiting from another farm and is helping with our livestock. We would probably meet him either by our gardens or by the barn.
And something tells me this is the blacksmith.
This is the blacksmith. This is Cameron.
Do you have a particular project going on right now that you could tell us a little about?
I can throw a piece of metal into the fire for you real quick and show you how to make a hook if you like.
Oh, sure.
All right.
You know, I have to admit, when it comes to blacksmiths of days gone by especially, the first thing I think of is horseshoes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's,
absolutely.
But that's far from all they did.
Right. In a blacksmith shop like this one, you can make absolutely anything that you would need for the farm, be it hooks to hang your tools on, hinges for your barn doors, nails, really anything made out of metal you can make right here in the shop that you need for the farm. All right, we'll give it one last cooling. And you can see steam coming out of it, and that is because the metal is hot enough to boil the water on contact. Blacksmithing at its heart is pretty simple. You're heating up metal, and then you're trying to get it into the shape that you want.
My name is Chip Wynn. I'm an interpreter. I represent, or I play, the real-life character of James Washington Smith, who was Robert and Elizabeth Smith's oldest son.
Do we know exactly what year the house was constructed?
We now have pretty solid documentation that construction of this house began literally in 1845. A home like this could be expected with reasonable care to have done exactly what this house did. In other words, last decades and decades and decades.
So if we could walk across to the kitchen.
Yes, sir.
And the kitchen was separate from the house then, because of simple preservation. If the kitchen caught on fire, didn't take the whole house with it.
That's right. The existence of the standalone kitchen, in a way, is somewhat miraculous, because statistically speaking, we've come to believe that a kitchen like that was probably going to burn down every 5 to 10 years or so. And also the added benefit that you're not increasing the heat inside the home in the hottest part of the summer.
Oh, yeah.
But certainly the risk of fire was probably the paramount reason why the kitchen would be detached.
My name is Brett Banner, and my character here at the Smith Family Farm is Clay Hope, a farmer who lives nearby, a friend of the Smiths.
Of course, when it comes to sheep, we're all familiar with the shearing of sheep, but what about the rest of the year?
We know that from the agricultural census, the Smiths had 15 sheep 1 year, and they got about 30 pounds of wool off of them, 2 pounds per sheep.
Wow.
So in theory, you could also, of course, I'm sure they occasionally did eat a sheep, but if you have a small flock like that, 15, you're obviously more in it for the wool, because that's a renewable resource that can be harvested every year.